brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take phone calls in the next segment and the segment after that. Then I'm going to blitz through news and then get to as many calls as I can. But any issue you want to discuss, any news item, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231 on the September 10th, 2010 edition, one day short of 9 years since the tragic attacks of 9/11/2001. 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, you're welcome to call in about the mosque, the burn the Quran business, all the rest of it. But I've got a lot of other news that this other stuff has been distracting from that I want to go over. Here's a brief scan of what's coming up. This is all linked up at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and also GCNLive.com. Random pat-downs turn PATCO into police state. This is from NBC News. I'll give you a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Random pat-downs turn PATCO into police state. Commuters' clothing, pockets, bags, and vehicles to be randomly searched. The police go on to say you have no rights in the article. So the government's just letting you know it's a police state now. TSA plans to use Homeboy ball cap avatar on naked body scanners. They'll show you a computer-generated image of your body scan that's covered with clothes, but they're still getting the real scan, saving it, and looking at that. They're lying to you, and this doesn't mention the radiation danger. They're in deep trouble. There is massive resistance forming. We can beat this if we continue to point out that, A, they're recording it and lying about it, B, they can see your real naked body, and C, there's the radiation. So that is coming up. Also, Toronto Public Works Protection Act continues long at the G20 summit. They claim that they suspended Canadians' rights for the G20 meeting, and they're going on afterwards to say they have no rights. Business as usual. Fed court slaps down torture lawsuit against CIA. That's not just Kurt Nemo's take on it. Here's the London Independent. Victims of extraordinary rendition cannot sue. You have no rights. You're allowed to be secretly arrested, tortured, killed, anything. The government's just completely criminal. Yeah, well, courts can say blacks aren't human, but they still are and still have rights to fight back. You know, we've had the Supreme Court rule blacks aren't humans before. Does that mean it's true? UN blueprint, dismantle middle class, build world government, incredible report by Paul Joseph Watson, where they admit get rid of the middle class. The carbon taxes are to shut down industrial society. An amazing story out of the South Yorkshire newspaper, The Star. Ringtone race row means fight, lands fan in a cell. He put a clip of a famous movie as his ringtone. It has the word Paki in it, where the Pakistan guy goes, hey, I'm a Paki. I guess that's some kind of, you know, you can't call Pakistanis a Paki. I mean, you know, everything's turned into a racial term. And so he's been arrested. You are arrested. Remember Robin Page, BBC presenter? He said rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and gays. He was arrested for saying he deserves rights. You can't even say you want rights. You're arrested. England is a high-tech, hardcore police state. It is so vicious. And Canada is turning into that as well. And we are, too, if they're able to ban burning this Quran or ban that mosque being built. Because you'll lose your property rights. You'll lose your free speech rights. You'll lose everything. And that's what's being done. They bring in all the foreigners, stir them up, and then take everybody's rights. That's what multiculturalism is. Here's another one. Sheriffs want list of patients using painkillers. Everyone's name who's ever been given a prescription. The feds already have this. Now local police want to know your entire medical records. Get away with whatever they want. Incredible. So that is just some of what's coming up in the police state stack. We'll also get into the economy. Been telling you about bisphenol A. Here is the mail. Gender-bending chemicals in our rivers grow more potent to where the fish, the eels, the amphibians, they're hermaphrodites. And basically that's what we're being turned into. This is being added, ladies and gentlemen, by design. It's all coming up on the other side of this break. But first, Shannon, Eli, Wilson, Tyler, John, your call straight ahead.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 air purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on the September 10th Live Friday edition. Let's go straight to your phone calls. Massive news blitz coming up, including this key story by Steve Watson just now. We had Ron Paul on 2 weeks ago, and he hinted that he might run for president. But now he said that the American people are probably ready. I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to run. I know his character. I understand the politics involved. But now he's basically saying it's probably going to happen, especially because Rand has pushed his lead from 8 points to over 15 in every major poll. That's another symbol. This is incredible. They've thrown the kitchen sink at Rand, lying about him, and it blew up in their face. The mainstream media spin machine and slander machine is officially dead, as Watson said a few days ago in his article at PrisonPlanet.com. So that's coming up as well. Amazing statements from Congressman Ron Paul. Shannon in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Alex, I wanted to get on that subject about this pasture in Gainesville, Florida. I believe it's his right. I'm a United States Air Force veteran, security police officer, and the first thing I had to swear on was to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. The United States Constitution says he has the freedom to do whatever he wants, including burning a Koran.
And our media is openly saying, I've got USA Today, should he be stopped? Hey, if they don't let him do it and tell him not to, then this country's dead.
This country is dead if they do not let him do it. Now, this slime ball on TV, Hardball, I call him slime ball just like you do. He gets on TV and he shows them people in Afghanistan burning the American flag, burning an effigy of this pasture. And then he says, look what that's doing. They're throwing rocks at our tanks and stuff. Well, they need to get out of Afghanistan and let the United States be free with their constitution. And if the if it's not all right for that man to burn the Koran, them people needs to go back to their own country or stay in the United States and carry and fly our flag and believe in freedom of speech and liberty.
Well, I couldn't say it any better or more succinctly, Shannon. I mean, that's it. Anything else?
No, sir, Alex, that is it. I just want everybody to protect the United States and get the scum out of office, Alex, and I salute you and your crew. Thank you, sir.
I salute you, Shannon. And again, I don't like people who burn American flags, burn Bibles, or burn Korans. I think it's disrespectful. But if they can take, what did Europe do in the last 30 years? From France to Germany, they banned white supremacists. And then now, they banned criticizing the government in many areas. They banned saying, you know, I don't want my children being taught sex education. They arrest you. I've got that in the news stack. I'm going to be covering it. Do you understand, folks, that if you support taking that pastor's right and give in to this intimidation, it's over. And I look, I don't like what the pastor's doing, but I begin to understand why he's doing it. He's saying these people are not tolerant like they claim they are. They are not compatible with our country. Okay? And if they kill him or try to kill him or the government tries to stop him from doing it, then it's over. It's over. And look, this whole thing's contrived. The media hyping it, the mosque thing. Again, you can't have it both ways. You have to say they have a right to build that mosque, even if you disagree with it religiously. Even if you think the official story of 9/11 is true and Muslims did it, you have to support that or America's dead. Well, I mean, I hope Muslims can get into the show today or tomorrow or on Sunday when I'm live to explain to me. You can have the mosque and other people can burn Bibles, but you can't burn a Koran. I mean, either we have this or we don't. You have a right to criticize that pastor. Let's talk to Ellie in North Carolina. You're on the air, Ellie.
Oh, okay. There's a lot happening on a lot of fronts, but I wouldn't minimize what happened to that student that was sent home for wearing an American flag T-shirt. And I would say that every kid in that school should turn up, the whole school should turn up en masse wearing an American flag.
Exactly. We've been taught, don't talk about politics, religion, shut up, don't make anybody uncomfortable. We've got to make more people uncomfortable.
Those kids are learning that they're not American. They need to pull their kids out of that school if they're being taught that they're not an American. They need to say, yes, I am an American, and I'm going to wear an American flag on my shirt. And if they get in trouble for it, pull the kid out of the school.
Well, it's the same issue. You can't wear an American flag. You can't burn a Koran. You can't have a mosque. If we all poke each other's eyes out, we're going to be blind here. Anything else, Ellie?
I think that what's going on in the schools really needs to be looked at. What they are teaching our children that are growing up is that they're not American, they can't think for themselves, home is not important, the family's not important, religion's not important, God is not important, the state is important, and it's got to stop. And parents need to really look at
Well, these are supposedly independent school districts, but they've been fully federalized. I appreciate your call. Wilson in Florida, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Good to talk to you.
I'm glad. Yep, I'm glad how things are coming along ever since I started listening like 2 years ago, since Obama ran. And then I just woke up to things and I started learning of the information you're putting out there. And everything's coming along good. You know, at first it started out kind of rough. People didn't really understand. But now I have even some of my closest friends and family always listening when I call them. And so they're going to be listening to this. And I just have two quick questions for you. First one, what are you planning on doing on the 10-year anniversary of September 11th? Because that's, I think, an extremely monumental time and point right there. And I don't know.
Well, number one, you know, I'm always asked to go to Ground Zero. I've been there for three anniversaries, or is it four? But I like to let We Are Change and the other groups and architects and engineers be leaders for themselves. And but on the 10th anniversary, I'll most assuredly go to New York because it is so important. And so that's basically my answer on that point.
Okay, yes, yes. Because I think 10 years, that's going to be like the most important like time out of, since it happened. And last question, who do you think will be the ideal candidates to run with Ron Paul, like as far as his top three, like the vice president and then the secretary of state and then maybe the person who's in charge of the treasury? And that's it.
Boy, that is a really important question. I've thought about that. And, you know, I would hope that he would get a true constitutionalist in there. Chuck Baldwin is very well known as a great patriot, but I don't know if he's well enough known to be a strong or as strong a candidate as Ron Paul would need. But that's a question. We should run a poll or have people email in. In fact, folks, why don't you Twitter? It's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Your ideas, we'll print a few of those off, and Matt Ryan will remind me in the last 5 minutes of this hour to read some of those recommendations on air. So Twitter to the Real Alex Jones, twitter.com/RealAlexJones, your ideas. In fact, do that right now, Wilson, if you're able to get on the computer and others, and we'll read 10 or so of your ideas. I appreciate the call, Wilson. Good to have you and your family on board. Let's talk to Tyler in California. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
I don't know if you noticed, but our conversation last week sparked quite the debate on YouTube free market. And much like myself, the vast majority realized that you avoided my key points on the issue and started talking about something else. So I'd like you to...
Well, I don't remember the phone call, and I don't know what you're talking about. But let me think. You're the guy that called in and said you're a fan of Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Okay, that, we're, I remember
just
now.
Okay, and so instead of addressing the central points, you started
making
stuff
about.
Okay, I
don't know what your central point is. Tell me now.
Okay, that the free market is the main cause behind all of our problems because it naturally progresses to global monopoly, and through cyclical consumption of the resources, that is the true source of the environmental problem.
I remember the call now. You've refreshed my memory, and I did respond to everything you said. Okay? We don't have a true free market. We have a oligopoly, a group of cartels using globalism and collectivism to destroy any chance at free market. A free market is I have a right to buy property, and then I have a right to sell it later. Or I have a right to paint an oil painting and then sell it without government being involved. And so I support freedom and the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. I do not support a computer that is, quote, fair. Well, who programs the computer and reallocates resources? And that is what is being proposed by the groups you're promoting. That is a nightmare situation. So I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead, and I'm going quicker through the calls. Let's go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
A while ago, you talked about that guy at the Austin Gun Show that was arrested, and at the end of his trial, he found guilty. And at the end of your article, he said he was sent to 6 months in a work camp, a.k.a. labor camp. And I was wondering, you know, we all know who used the labor camp system. That was the Soviet system, and most of the people who went into them labor camps were all innocent, which this guy is. So I was wondering if you ever looked more into that.
Well, I mean, we covered the Austin Gun Show. We went over the topics, the issues. They have the military commissions operation, the civilian inmate labor camp program. The Army even runs some of these, and they make you work. And people say, good, make them work. But if you watch the movie The Shawshank Redemption, It's a fiction story, but it's based on real things that have happened. You notice that the warden is making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and this is set back in the 50s, off of his labor. And his crews are building roads, and the local road builder comes to him and says, hey, you're putting me out of business. You know, my people can't compete with slave wages or no pay. And the warden says, well, pay me off then. And so he comes back a week later with a pie with $1,000 on top of it. And so the average prison pay is 15 to 25 cents an hour, depending on the state. The highest is about 25 cents. And then, of course, we can't compete against the illegal aliens or the tens of millions of people in and out of the prison system every few years. On average, about 5 million are in prison at any one time. So, of course, we can't compete with this. So it's a deindustrialization program, and it's legalizing modern slavery. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise.
We're back live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, Ron Paul starts to seriously hint that he's going to run for president. And he quotes the same reasons that I've stated, that you can bet if he's in good health, he is going to run. He is 74 years old, but he's in great shape. Exercises every day. That is coming up amongst all the other important news that we're going to be covering. But let's continue to quickly go to your phone calls. Mike in California, you're on the air.
God bless. How are you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing all right. What's on your mind?
I'll be concise, sir. Two ideas. A1 on the voting process, because it's a secret ballot, so it's pretty easy to manipulate. You know, all of a sudden, gee, Barack Obama won, and so did all the incumbents. I would personally not have a problem with taking a photograph with my phone and having everybody, you know, sign and date it and send it in to a central counting location, like even you guys. So if all of a sudden Ron Paul doesn't win, but you guys got 500,000 votes for him or whatever, then you can substantiate, hey, this has been gimmicked and needs to be recounted. There's a fraud happening. The other recommendation I got is to simply circumvent all this federal crap going on with Arizona and the rest of us. Because I'm in California. I'm only 90 miles from San Diego. We got a pretty good flood of problems up here, too. If every state from Florida to California were to just say, you know what, screw it, we're going to succeed, then all of a sudden the federal jurisdiction would not apply. We would have the right and the legitimacy to enforce our own borders without any federal circumvention. And I wouldn't be surprised that
The problem with California is a lot of the people there want it to be Mexico, so it probably will secede down the road and become part of Mexico. That's part of the La Reconquista, La Invasora. But interesting points, Mike. I appreciate your call. Eric in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I am proud to announce that I was part of the movement yesterday. Myself, Kevin Barrett, Tom Spellman from Architects and Engineers for 9/11, Matthew Haas and Lou Stelzenberg, we all went to our representative Tammy Baldwin's office and handed them and their representatives the information from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. So I'm just proud to announce that I'm part of the movement. And if there's anybody listening that's from the Wisconsin area that is in Tammy Baldwin's district, feel free to give her a call. The phone number is 608-258-9800.
Sir, I appreciate your call. But I have a rule. We can't, and I think you're a good caller and a nice guy, and I commend what you're doing. But if people want to give numbers out, you've got to say who it is. We've got to look it up and give it out ourselves. Because if I start letting everybody, the trolls will call in and give out fake numbers to some little old lady to try to cause us problems. That's a talk radio rule. But did you have anything else you wanted to add, Eric? Okay, he's gone. Iduna in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I felt obliged to make a comment about people wearing the United States flag on their clothes. When I was in the 60s, when I was in grade school, we learned in Girl Scouts that when you treat the flag reverently, as you do religious symbols also, you don't wear the flag as an article of clothing. This changed in the 70s with some of the radicals, but for many people, especially older people and foreigners who see Americans wearing their flag, it looks more like the Americans don't care about America when they desecrate the flag by wearing
it. But you understand it's their free speech right to wear the American flag.
I do understand.
Because we don't worship the flag. We are reverent on the flag because it represents the Bill of Rights and Constitution. See, they don't get mad. There's not people freaking out about the Bill of Rights and Constitution being flushed down the commode. It then becomes just an obsession about the flag itself.
When people do actions that can be symbolic, and the flag is very symbolic, it seems to me that they should be more careful about what actions they choose to take, because when the actions are interpreted wrongly by foreigners or by older people like me, it is offensive to us. It still offends me to see people wearing the flag on their clothes. I don't say anything to them.
Well, what about the military? They've got an American flag on their shoulder.
But that's not the same thing. When you wear it as a badge that you are working for the United States, it's one thing. When you wear it on the seat of your pants or on a T-shirt it's in an inappropriate place.
What about
place?
Red, white, and blue napkins at 4th of July?
The point is, Alex, that it's a symbol, and a person has to be aware of the symbolic actions when he does.
Sure, sure. But, I mean, do you agree with people's right, though, to burn the flag?
If it's legal, I agree with it, yes.
Well, I mean, but they shouldn't make a law making it illegal just because a democracy wants it. Two wolves and a sheep voting on dinner, on what's for dinner. I mean, I don't like burning the American flag, but I mean, it's their right to do it, or I lose my right.
I have to agree, but you have to understand that people have to be careful of their behavior, even if it's not illegal.
No. I mean, we should all govern ourselves.
That's correct.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point. It's just my whole issue is that, you know, the Muslims, some of them would say the same thing about the Koran. Or about anything else. And so we either have freedom of speech and freedom of private property and assembly, or we don't have it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. SEPACO SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. SEPACO SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, SEPACO SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one SEPACO supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your SEPACO SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm going to go straight into the news and then more of your phone calls. Tom, Tim, Jason, Frank, Mark, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Trying to get people to focus in on issues that really matter and understand who the global elite are and what their game plan is, because it's bad for 99.9% of the world population. Before we get into all this news, including the latest developments with the Quran burning situation, but a big development there, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods at the best prices. They've got their special running, buy three, get one free of any of their great product lines, non-GMO, non-hybrid. With all the depression danger and war danger and all the craziness that's going on, you cannot count on the government during a collapse or a problem or an emergency to take care of you. In fact, they'll come and take your guns in every case we've seen, like New Orleans and other cases. So eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Call and get a free brochure or ask any questions. 800-409-5633 or e foodsdirect.com, big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And continuing with preparedness, there's always the EcolaBlue.com. You could be drinking clean, fresh water made right out of the air you breathe. Now, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our wonderful sponsor, EcolaBlue, with the EcolaBlue 28 and the EcolaBlue 30 machines will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use. It'll make up to 7.5 gallons per day and run it through 7 to 12 filter stage process, depending on which unit you buy, including reverse osmosis, carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride we spend so much talking about on this radio show. Get your very own source of unlimited renewable drinking water for you and your family today by visiting them on the web at ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or by clicking on their banner at infowars.com, or give them a call, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And lastly, I want to tell you about Safe Castle. I'm proud to welcome this great sponsor, a well-known company in preparedness field, Safe Castle LLC. Check them out at www.prepared.pro. That's www.prepared.pro. That's prepared. Pro. That's prepared.pro. You can also get to their online site by visiting the PrisonPlanet.com banner, where you can see their ad on the right-hand side of the page. These folks have been in the readiness and preparedness business for 10 years. They're fond of saying that they're in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They safe rooms, you name it, fortification doors. They sell everything you need to be more ready for what's happening and what's coming down the pike, survival gear, supplies, even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. That's prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. Check them out today. Okay, let me get into the news here. And, boy, is there a lot of it. I'm going to move as quickly as possible so we can get more of your phone calls in. This story is so huge. We should have talked about this for the whole show. Hamilton and Keene call for domestic terrorism agency. What do you think Homeland Security is? What do you think mobile naked body scanners are for? What do you think the MIAC and Homeland Security reports cover? They cover you, the American people. It's all aimed at you. The guns are swung around domestically. The people that run our country and run our Pentagon have taken over more than 100 countries. They put dictators in. They want tyranny. They got a lot of well-meaning people that serve them who are compartmentalized. And now they admit four domestic groups use the InfraGuard, the clergy response team, the 800+ thousand top-secret USA private spies, the private mercenaries. It's all for us. And this story is so important, and it, of course, integrates and dovetails with the Pentagon saying we've got to, quote, secure the web by tracking and tracing it. That's also up on the websites. Hamilton and Keene called for domestic terrorism agency. The federal government needs an agency specifying and specifically charged with identifying radicalization or working to prevent terrorist recruitment of U.S. citizens and residents. And what do they say? The Internet. Anti-globalist, anti-New World Order. What does Homeland Security say in their reports? What does FEMA say? What does the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, say? They want to shut down free speech. They want these hate laws. They want it all. It's incredible. So that's up on the site. Continuing here with the news. Here is the latest developments dealing with the Koran burning set for tomorrow at International Burn Koran Day, the epicenter being in Florida. Koran burning pastor says he has a two-hour deadline. The pastor at the center of the Koran burning fight has given a New York imam 2 hours to contact him about plans to build a mosque near Ground Zero. He was previously visited by one of the top imams involved and told that, and I believe he's telling the truth about this, told that they would move the mosque if he didn't do this. Then the imam came out and said, I didn't tell him that specifically. I said I'd talk to him about maybe doing it if he didn't burn the Koran. And so now he's put out a two-hour deadline. We'll be writing about this and covering it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Muslims need to know this. If that Koran gets burned and you run around and blow stuff up or burn buildings, or the government may do it and blame it on you, and or you do that overseas, it's going to be used to further demonize you and it'll be used as a pretext to limit your numbers being immigrated. It will probably actually accelerate it, but on paper they'll claim they're going to limit it, and they're going to use it to try to limit free speech in this country. So if you really are an American and you really are for free speech, stop having your chain pulled, your buttons pushed. Don't buy into this. Don't go along with it. I said the same thing on the mosque at Ground Zero. You can't have your cake and eat it too, living in a free country. You go to Saudi Arabia, criticize the government, they'll chop your head off. Okay? I mean, if you like that, you like living like that, go there. Okay? It's that simple. The pastor at the center of the Quran burning has given the New York imam 2 hours. Pastor Terry Jones and his colleague, Pastor K.A. Paul, read out 2 telephone numbers live on television and urged the imam to contact them as soon as possible. Well, that's crazy. He'd never be able to get through if he tried. They did not say what would happen if he failed to get in touch with them, and the deadline expires just after 8:30 tonight. Well, how can that be a two-hour? I guess Sky News got their time zones wrong, because that's six hours from now. That is not 2.5 hours. Sky News U.S. correspondent Robert Nisbet, who was at the news conference, said this is absolutely extraordinary. It appears the pastor has reconsidered his earlier deal over the New York mosque. That deal was broken. The imam says he didn't make the deal with him. So they're saying the pastor has backed off and waffled or flip-flopped. No, he hasn't. He says he had a deal, and the deal has been broken. Regardless of what you think of this guy and his church, that's what's going on here. He added, worryingly, none of the U.S. cable networks showed the press conference, so Imam Rauf may not have seen it. You got to love the media. They hype all this for 3 weeks. We sit back and watch it, hardly talk about it, hoping this wouldn't turn into this. And then now, a day before, they announced last night, we're going to stop covering it. But they're really still covering it. They're just not covering what the pastor actually has to say. Okay, the audio of this is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net in Steve Watson's article. Congressman Ron Paul hints at 2012 presidential campaign. It's something I think about every single day. The Texas Congressman Ron Paul has hinted that he is strongly considering another presidential run in 2012. He's going to do it. He needs to get going. He needs to get a jump on him. Paul, who previously ran for the Republican nomination in 08 and under the Libertarian Party in 88, told an interviewer that it's something I think about every single day. The congressman's comments came during an interview with his former House colleague, Bob Bowman, a legal counsel for the Sovereign Society, an independent investment advisory group. Paul said it would be a tough decision, but that he believes the American people are ready to embrace a new political direction. The comments have not been picked up by the mainstream media sources as of yet. The congressman has previously downplayed rumors of another presidential campaign, saying it is unlikely, however, following a string of successes in recent surveys and straw polls, including victory in the Conservative Political Action Committee, CPAC presidential straw poll, it seems Paul is now reconsidering his earlier statements. Well, look, Paul knows that the platform, even if he loses, to talk about true liberty, true conservatism, anti-war, exposing the private Federal Reserve, he must run so that he's in those debates and reaches tens of millions more Americans. You think the movement for liberty got energized and the true original Tea Party had its genesis because of Ron Paul's 2007-2008 run? This will super turbocharge it. We'll be deeper into the Depression in the next year and a half. Everything he talked about and we talked about is coming true. Rand Paul's now 15 points ahead, gaining 7 to 8 points against his rival because the demonization campaign backfired. He has got to run. Paul's comments add weight to more recent rumblings that he may once again pick up the presidential campaign mantle in 2012. Earlier this year, the congressman's wife, Carol, stated that if you ask him now, he'd probably say no. He didn't do that on this show. But he did say things are happening so quickly and fast in the country. If we're at a crisis period and they need someone with the knowledge he has, then he would do it. And it goes on from there. Now, we put the question out to Twitter.com/RealAlexJones, Twitter folks, and we said, who would you like to see him run with? And we got hundreds of these. I can't read them all, but the first one is, Ron Paul /Jesse Ventura. Well, I happened to be with Ventura for 3 days We flew together. We stayed at the same hotel. We ate dinner together. We walked around the French Quarter together. We spent a lot of time. And, you know, Jesse basically said that he's not going to beat his head up against a wall and that he doesn't think the awakening's happening fast enough and that he just wants to spend time with his wife and that he's done his work. But you know what? He could reconsider. Well, he said a lot more, but he didn't say it was off record, but I'm going to keep it to myself for now. Continuing, Judge Andrew Napolitano should run with Ron Paul, said another Twitter to our site. Another one said running mates, Ralph Nader, Chuck Baldwin, Michelle Bachmann. Yeah, Ralph Nader is kind of a socialist, not good. He's good on exposing corporations, but not his solutions. Michelle Bachmann's okay, but nothing compared to Chuck Baldwin. Gary Johnson. I guess that's the former New Mexico governor. Jeff Sessions should run. I love him. Alan Keyes should run with Ron Paul to stop the race issue. That's an interesting idea. Charlie Sheen, yeah. It says Ron Paul for president with Jesse Ventura as vice. I think that comes up most often. Who should Ron Paul in 2012? Ron Paul, of course. Yeah, we know that, Twitterer, but we want to know who he should run with. What about a Rand Paul, Ron Paul? That'd be crazy. Andrew Napolitano. Ron Paul's running mate should be Alexander Emmerich Jones. And then they misspell Emmerich because half the information on the Wikipedia page is wrong about me and they won't let us fix it. You gotta love Wikipedia. I can't give them real information about who I am. Continuing, Jesse Ventura again. Another one says, if he really wants a power ticket, one that can galvanize the masses, it's got to be Paul Kucinich. Again, Kucinich is a complete socialist and wants to ban guns. He's a good guy, and then he stands for what he believes in, and he's anti-Federal Reserve and anti-war. But, I mean, I couldn't vote for Kucinich. And Ron Paul is not going to run with Kucinich. You better believe that. I think that Jesse Ventura will be a great vice president. Chuck Baldwin came up. Alan Keyes or Bob Barr? Alan Keyes a lot better than Bob Barr. Alan Keyes again. Alex Jones for Secretary of State. Judge Andrew Napolitano should run with Ron Paul in 2012. VP Andrew Napolitano. Secretary of Treasury Peter Schiff. Dr. Alan Keyes would be the best running mate for Ron Paul. Chuck Baldwin for VP. Jim DeMint has the true conservative credentials to be Dr. Paul's VP. He's pretty good on a lot of issues, and that is a power candidate. Rand Paul, of course, who would fell in love a father and son tag team. I don't even know if that's constitutional. That's kind of like royalty. I don't think Ron Paul would do that. I don't think I'm for it. Jesse the Mind Ventura and Ron Paul would get the attention needed to win. Nader would work too. And too old. I've been around him. He kind of a little bit shaky. Just 3 years ago, I was around him. And he was kind of like not, well, he's, you know, he's old. Jesse Ventura for defense secretary. A lot of the same names over and over again. So there you have it. That's what listeners are thinking on that front. I'm going to come back and hit some more news, but right now let's talk to who's up first here. Let's talk to Tim in Germany. Tim in Deutschland, you're on the air.
Guten Tag.
Yeah, you're on bad.
Deutschland, Alex.
Yeah, I got to let you go. Sorry, your Skype's not working. Yeah. Tom in Florida, you're on the air.
Taking my call and what you're doing for the American people. I have a horrendous story to tell you what they did to me and my family.
Go ahead.
Alex, I lived in the panhandle of Florida. At 11 o'clock at night when I'm working on the computer, I stepped out to take a leak. And through coming at me was three jets at about 800 feet, all three of them pouring something out of their wings, which I assume was Corexit.
You sound like a real hillbilly. Like there's nothing like peeing in the backyard, huh?
Sorry, man. My wife came out. I'm a songwriter, too. We were singing. I'm as American as they come, from my grandfather, Clarence, on down. I have seven children, including three I took in that belonged to a friend of mine.
So you were out there lovingly watering the plants, and,
okay,
and here come the jets with core exit. They admit they're spraying. Go ahead.
It was a full moonlight. I wouldn't have even known it. The jets didn't make any noise, barely a whisper. I stood and I watched them fly right over our house, spraying the stuff out. And as they crossed the island and got out onto the Gulf, three more crossed from the other direction, east to west. I stood and watched. As the fumes came down and hit me in the face, my knees buckled. I hit the ground. I was in convulsions for 30 minutes before I could crawl back into the office, call my
you
wife.
Gotta, listen, Tom, you got to shoot a YouTube video about this. In Florida, the news has reported that they have been finding a lot of Corexit in the swimming pools, lakes, and rivers. I know they're still spraying it, that and other dispersants. This is really important because it's the perfect cover. The government's done tens of thousands of admitted chemical, biological, radiological releases over every major city and town. They do it to see if they can get the pilots to follow along, to see if they can keep it secret, and they've killed people in these tests. So I believe this happened to you. This is huge.
Absolutely, sir. I would love to tell you the story. We moved. We someone made the decision that me and my beautiful family was expendable. We're not expendable. We're Americans. We've been an asset to everywhere we've been.
So you had to move.
Who do you tell when the government decides you're expendable? Who do I tell? You're the only one. I peed blood for a week. And I had lost about a third of my vision. We hauled ass to the mountains. We're in a good position in the mountains.
Well, I tell you, listen. I got to go, but you should write an article about it. You should send it to us with specifics, where you lived, what happened. Then we can talk about it on the show, get other people from that area to find out if they had health problems. But, I mean, the EPA's told people that Corex is not bad for you and there's no health problems. We know that's a lie. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. They claim they'd gotten rid of 70% of the oil, and now admit that's a lie. I mean, they tell you DU's good for you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I'm going to be back Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. Central here on the Genesis Network. For more news information, also visit the website gcnlive.com. This is from the London Independent. It's also Reuters, AP. They just come right out and tell you, victims of extraordinary rendition, that's snatch and grab kidnapping, they now do at G20 meetings, cannot sue U.S. court rules. And they say that even citizens can be secretly grabbed, tortured, and never given a trial. Now, that shows our courts are completely illegitimate and no one is safe. And remember, Homeland Security admits this is set up for you, the citizens. Business as usual. Fed court slaps down torture lawsuit against CIA. Infowars.com. Links to the New York Times. Meanwhile, here is, and I'm going to talk more about this on Sunday, here is NBC. NBC News with the headline, Random Pat Downs Turn PATCO into Police State. That's not Alex Jones saying police state. That's NBC News. They want you to know. Commuters who ride PATCO trains between southern New Jersey and Philadelphia should expect random searches of their clothing, pocket bags, and vehicles on their morning trip to work. Television Transport Security Administration screeners armed with explosive sniffing canine checked 663 commuter bags randomly selected from the morning rush at the Lindenwood Station. And it says they're going to continue. When I was in the Atlanta airport, when I'd gotten off the plane, they were announcing, it's an orange alert, terrorists may hit, something out of The Running Man. And then I was walking, and out of one of the gates comes a guy in kind of a Border Patrol green outfit with a German Shepherd, and I look over, and here's the German Shepherd right up next to me. And he was just, had his, and the cop had his arms out, kind of in the chicken mode, like, well, I'm tough. He was like going, looking at me. Let me tell you something. Naked body scanners, all of this going on the streets of America, this is all about training you to line up and answer questions. It has nothing to do with terrorism. The globalists staged those attacks. Bottom line, they staged the Gulf of Tonkin. The rest of it, and it's sick. And they've got the police in here being quoted as saying, we can, quote, do whatever we want to you. And all these congressmen, Stark and others, on video saying, you have no rights. The federal government can do whatever it wants. And the federal government's run by a bunch of crooked offshore banks. It was chaotic, said Kevin Gregson, an accountant for Motorola who commutes to Philadelphia daily, told the Courier Post. Nobody was sure what was happening, whether it was safe to get on the train or that we were carrying something we shouldn't. Delaware River Port Authority Police Chief David McClintock told the Courier Post of Cherry Hill screeners were looking for improvised explosive devices and weapons. See, that's their cover. But out of the 600-plus people searched, they found one crack pipe. Oh, aren't they keeping us safe? Meanwhile, they admit the government grows the opium in Afghanistan. The chief says out of the 666 bags searched, that's a quote, between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m., a crack pipe was the only item confiscated. We can conduct any kind of search we want, said McClintock. We could ask the TSA to bring wands or X-ray machines like they have in airports, though we don't think that's appropriate for PATCO riders at this time. There are 5,000 commuters passing through the station daily, according to Courier Post. The searches will be conducted by a freshly hired DRPA police several times a month without advance warning at various stations. And they go on to admit they're going to have this in malls. Just search the term. FBI wants scanners in malls. 500 mobile vans, many times more powerful than a chest X-ray, blasting your house. Pretty soon they'll tell you your kids have got to snort DU, or maybe drink lead, and they'll just say it's to fight Al-Qaeda. So our journey into total enslavement is accelerating. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. In the first hour, I have Patrice O'Neill on. It was pretty powerful info. I want to say great job to the crew. Keep spreading the word about the broadcast, folks. That's why we're reaching so many people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.